The madman. You ask me how I became a madman. It happened thus: one day, long before many gods were born, I woke from a deep sleep and found all my masks were stolen, the seven masks I have fashioned and worn in seven lives. I ran maskless through the crowded streets shouting, "Thieves, thieves, the cursed thieves." Men and women laughed at me and some ran to their houses in fear of me. And when I reached the marketplace, a youth standing on a housetop cried, "He is a madman." I looked up to behold him, the sun kissed my own naked face for the first time. For the first time the sun kissed my own naked face and my soul was inflamed with love for the sun, and I wanted my masks no more. And as if in a trance I cried, "Blessed, blessed are the thieves who stole my masks." Thus I became a madman. And I have found both freedom and safety in my madness, the freedom of loneliness and the safety from being understood, for those who understand us enslave something in us. But let me not be too proud of my safety. Even a thief in a jail is safe from another thief. God. In the ancient days, when the first quiver of speech came to my lips, I ascended the holy mountain and spoke unto God, saying, "Master, I am thy slave. Thy hidden will is my law and I shall obey thee for evermore." But God made no answer, and like a mighty tempest passed away. And after 1,000 years I ascended the holy mountain and again spoke unto God, saying, "Creator, I am thy creation. Out of clay hast thou fashioned me and to thee I owe mine all." And God made no answer, but like 1,000 swift wings passed away. And after 1,000 years I climbed the holy mountain and spoke unto God again, saying, "Father, I am thy son. In pity and love thou hast given me birth, and through love and worship I shall inherit thy kingdom." And God made no answer, and like the mist that veils the distant hills he passed away. And after 1,000 years I climbed the sacred mountain and again spoke unto God, saying, "My God, my aim and my fulfillment, I am thy yesterday and thou art my tomorrow. I am thy root in the earth and thou art my flower in the sky, and together we grow before the face of the sun." Then God leaned over me, and in my ears whispered words of sweetness, and even as the sea that enfoldeth a brook that runneth down to her, he enfolded me. And when I descended to the valleys and the plains, God was there also. My friend, I am not what I seem. Seeming is but a garment I wear, a carewoven garment that protects me from thy questionings and thee from my negligence. The I, in me, my friend, dwells in the house of silence, and therein it shall remain for evermore, unperceived, unapproachable. I would not have thee believe in what I say nor trust in what I do, for my words are naught but thy own thoughts in sound and my deeds thy own hopes in action. When thou sayest, "The wind bloweth eastward," I say, "Aye, it doth blow eastward," for I would not have thee know that my mind doth not dwell upon the wind but upon the sea. Thou canst not understand my seafaring thoughts, nor would I have thee understand. I would be at sea alone. When it is day with thee, my friend, it is night with me, yet even then I speak of the noontide that dances upon the hills and of the purple shadow that steals its way across the valley, for thou canst not hear the songs of my darkness nor see my wings beating against the stars, and I fain would not have thee hear or see. I would be with night alone. When thou ascendest to thy heaven I descend to my hell, even then thou callest to me across the unbridgeable gulf, my companion, my comrade, and I call back to thee, my comrade, my companion, for I would not have thee see my hell. The flame would burn thy eyesight and the smoke would crowd thy nostrils. And I love my hell too well to have thee visit it. I would be in hell alone. Thou lovest truth and beauty and righteousness, and I for thy sake say it is well and seemly to love these things. But in my heart I laughed at thy love. Yet I would not have thee see my laughter. I would laugh alone. My friend, thou art good and cautious and wise, nay, thou art perfect, and I, too, speak with thee wisely and cautiously. And yet I am mad. But I mask my madness. I would be mad alone. My friend, thou art not my friend, but how shall I make thee understand? My path is not thy path, yet together we walk, hand in hand. The Scarecrow. Once I said to a scarecrow, you must be tired of standing in this lonely field. And he said, the joy of scaring is a deep and lasting one, and I never tire of it.